Welcome to Cyber Broadcast, episode 207. I'm Andrei Setnarsky for CyberNation Central. Today, we're moving beyond the traditional advise and consent model of board governance to explore the real responsibilities and accountabilities of boards in cybersecurity. Why must boards transition from merely overseeing to being actively involved in cybersecurity and cyber defense? This necessity can be attributed to seven reasons. Today, we cover the first three. Tomorrow, the rest. First, increasing complexity and frequency of cyber threats. The digital landscape is evolving rapidly, and with it, the sophistication and frequency of cyber threats. Boards must therefore be actively involved to ensure their organizations are prepared to respond to and mitigate these threats in real time. The traditional approach of setting guidelines and expecting the right implementation to take place at lower tiers of the organization is insufficient in today's high-stakes cyber environment at best. Second, regulatory and stakeholder expectations. As cybersecurity becomes a central aspect of corporate governance, regulators are increasingly holding boards directly accountable for cyber breaches, right? You've seen that already, I'm sure, in the news. This shift means boards must actively be involved in understanding and managing cyber risks to meet these expectations and avoid significant liabilities or reputational damage. Third, strategic alignment. Cybersecurity is no longer just an IT issue, but a strategic imperative that affects all aspects of the business. Active board involvement therefore ensures that cybersecurity strategies are fully integrated with the organization's overall business objectives and risk management frameworks. This alignment is crucial for making informed strategic decisions that protect and enhance business value. Tune in to tomorrow's episode for the other four critical reasons requiring boards to move beyond the traditional advise and consent model of board governance when it comes to cybersecurity. Until then, make sure to certify your board and C-suite as cyber-ready fiduciaries with CyberNation Central's Executive Cybersecurity Blueprint and send a message of breach deterrence from the board down to not just your known stakeholders, but your unknown cyber criminal ones as well. Schedule a consultation at cybernationcentral.com. Until then.